2. A new special exam. Mixed training camp. On a Thursday morning, shortly after the start of the third semester, several buses traveled in a row down the highway. The buses carried not only first-year students, but second and third-year as well. The entire school jointly embarking on one big road trip. The bus that carried us, the first-year Class C students, entered a tunnel. My ears were assaulted by the pressure change. This was the second time I'd ridden a bus since enrolling at this school. No one had explained where we were headed or what we were doing. All we knew was that we had to wear jerseys, and it was strongly recommended we pack several spare jerseys and changes of underwear before we left. This didn't sound like a vacation, though. Since the bus ride was about 3 hours or so, everyone had brought along fun items considered acceptable by the school. Cell phones were a given, but people had also brought books, playing cards, and snacks and juice. Some had even brought along game consoles. Our seats were designated, with our names written on them, and I was seated next to E.K. Kanji. I'd intended to get along with him when I enrolled here, but our relationship was still at the just fellow classmates stage, and opportunities to hang out with him had decreased dramatically. Instead of talking to me, his literal seatmate, he knelt on his seat, turned around, and had a loud conversation with Sudo and Yamauchi, who were seated further away. I occasionally heard the girls tell them off for being annoying, but they didn't pay much mind. It was uproarious in here anyway, so it was no wonder that they weren't holding back. I felt a bit lonely, but there was nothing I could do about it. On the bright side, the recent round of exams had let me grow closer to students like Akito and Keisei. The atmosphere on the bus was pleasant, but I could tell this wouldn't be a mere field trip. If we'd done this in the middle of winter vacation, I might have held out hope of it being just a fun outing, but the third semester was already underway. It would probably be wise for us to anticipate an exam like the one we'd had on the deserted island, just so we could prepare ourselves mentally. It wasn't as though EK and the others hadn't matured at all since then. Probably. Chabashira observed the students doing as they pleased with a look of deep interest. She stood close to the driver, rather near my seat, as she stared at us. Since I didn't want our gazes to meet, I decided to stare out the window. This was a long tunnel. It had been 2 or 3 minutes since we entered. Just as I thought that, it began to get brighter. We'd made it through. Chabashira, who had been waiting for us to emerge from the tunnel, started to move. At the same time, the pain in my ears increased. "Sorry to interrupt your enthusiasm, but be quiet," she said, addressing the students through a handheld microphone. "I thought you might like to know where this bus is headed, and also what you'll be doing once we arrive."
"Well, yeah, of course we're curious. We're not going to another deserted island, are we?"
asked Ike. Chabashira answered quickly. "I see that special exam is still seared into your collective memory. Allow me to give you some peace of mind. We don't hold special exams on that grand a scale very often, nor are we so cruel as to put you through something like that when it's no longer summer. However, as you can already guess, there is a new special exam ahead. Compared to the island, though, you'll be in significantly better living conditions." So she said. But I didn't trust her. The island aside, every special exam we'd faced so far had been insanely difficult from an average student's perspective. Hanging over our heads was the ultimate penalty of failing one of these special exams. Expulsion. Now, the special exam that you Class D students will... Chabashira paused. My classmate smiled with a touch of pride as, immediately after, she bowed her head in apology. "I'm sorry. You are Class C now. Allow me to give you..."